Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Better antagonizing everybody, and he gets the game. They get a result. 3 points. Great performance.
Your final score, St. Louis City 2, Portland Timbers 1.
Yes, they won. Our boys won, and now they're going to play again. They just beat Portland 2-1 on Sunday. Tomorrow in Dallas, 7:30, City SC will be back at it. You can hear the game on Y98, and you can hear this man on the broadcast. It is Dale Shilley, Academy Director for City SC. You heard him in that call, and apparently were you antagonizing people, Dale? What was going on?
No. I think there was somebody on the other team. It wasn't any of our guys. It certainly wasn't me, and it certainly wasn't Joey.
Okay, because our guys are clean. We play the right way.
That's right. We're above board.
Don't have enough points, but we're above board. Yes.
That's right. And we got 3 points, and we got to listen to a highlight at the end of the game of winning a game.
It did, although he sounded a little sad. I think the antagonizing got to him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded a little bit more down than normal.
Yeah. So we've got a that was me. I'm the other side of the equation. Joey's the upside of the seesaw. I'm the downside. So he came on after and got excited.
Do you feel because I don't take it this way, Dale, but do you feel like a downer?
We need a wet blanket with Joey to really even things
somebody,
out.
Yes, somebody has to balance out that broadcast.
Dale Shilley. Yeah. Dale, I think this is going to be very confusing, and it has nothing to do with City, but it does have to do with your sport, and that is the president said he might change the name of soccer to football.
Signed an executive order,
and here's the thing. I know football is what they call it everywhere else around the world. I feel like it's going to be confusing here. I think we're not ready for it. What say you?
I say the same. I say keep it at soccer. It's what we know it is in this country. We don't have to be like everybody else in the world. It doesn't have to be called football. Let's just keep it as we know it. It's quite fine. There's no need to make a change.
Do you know how we in the United States, how and why we started calling it soccer when everyone else calls it football?
No, I have no idea. If you know, I'd like to be educated, but I've never took the time to figure that one out.
Well, I don't have any idea, but we'll Google it during the break.
We'll figure it out. Let that be a lesson to all of us.
We'll get back to you. So, Dale, at this point of the season here in the middle of July, we know where City is. They're in second to last place in the conference, and I know we've been talking about how they can make up ground, and I don't know that it's possible at this point. So if it's not, and you've got a new head coach, relatively new, mid-season new, what's the goal here for the remainder of the season for Critchley and this City SC team?
I think first off, you want to go into each game, take them individually, get your points that you can, and see where that takes you. You know, the game against Dallas tomorrow is against a team that sits right ahead of us in the standing. So we could, I don't know how far ahead of us they are, but either we can overtake them or we can close the gap. And as a matter of fact, in the games that Critch has had the team versus the games that Dallas has had for the same number of games on the same date, we have more points than them. So this is a realistic, there's a real expectation here that we can come out of Dallas with 3 points. If we do that, we're starting to close the gap a little bit. In the long term, we want to become and then maintain relevance so that games have meaning and there's a reason for training and there's a reason for fans to come down, not just for the game itself, but because we're approaching a playoff line and that there's meaning in the game and we get that fervor and that energy that the stadium is known for. We can keep that with the guys. And look, we had a great fan base on Sunday versus Portland. There's a lot of energy in that game. A lot of people, when Leuven came in, there was a new level of excitement level of excitement that we hadn't seen in a bit. So it feels like it's starting to come back. We just need a couple results to continue to keep that energy going.
Well, and another reason to head down to Energizer Park. I want to make sure I say the last name right. Is it Orozco, the defenseman was just called up from City 2, now with City SC? I know that interim coach David Critchley liked what he saw, so he just signed a contract with the big team, correct?
That's correct. So, I've been working now with the second team since Critch got moved up with Coach Hackworth. So I'm assisting with another gentleman, Sean Reynolds, with John on the two team. Haziel played with us for a handful of games before Coach Critchley pulled him up to the first team. He's had two good performances. He started and played against Real Salt Lake 2 weeks ago. Same against Portland this past weekend, had two really good games, and now he has signed that first team contract that allows him to finish out the year. I don't know the terms of the contract, how long it is, but if he doesn't complete that contract, if he doesn't sign that contract, then he has a limited number of appearances he can make. And he's been really good. He's been, you know, one of our better defenders, and he's a solid player on all aspects, from the defending side to when he's in possession of the ball. He's a good addition to the team, and he's helped anchor down that the left back spot. So, good addition to the team and good for Haziel because of the work that he's put in and the developmental squad.
And I got to note, I committed an infraction there. He's a defender. No. Not a defenseman.
Oh. Amy.
Yeah, I know.
It's not hockey.
You know, our boss, Steve, I he gets mad at me when I start using hockey terminology, but I just want to be respectful. It's a defender, Ronj. Mm. Get your act together.
Yeah, you're the one who did it.
I know.
I knew that. Hey, hey, Dale, what's a sweeper?
Yeah, that's old school.
Dude, I used to play sweeper in CYC.
Is sweeper what they give to really small, like the youngest soccer players who are no good? Do they make them sweepers?
No. Quite the opposite, actually. Those were the guys that would sit behind all the rest of the team and sweep up any mistakes.
You're darn tootin'.
If you were a sweeper, you're probably pretty good.
I was a sweeper. I said, you're darn tootin'. That's their good. Yeah, I was a sweeper. St. John's Lutheran Church,
How long before you weren't the sweeper?
I don't know. I think they put me wherever they needed me to be. Mm-hmm. I was kind of all over the
bench.
No, that was hockey. Oh. My hockey career, I was a bench warmer. With CYC, Ronj, they let you play. Because I think one of our sweepers was making flower necklaces, so they switched her out.
During the game?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dale knows what I'm talking about. Clover. Yes, that's what it was.
It was clover necklaces because CYC didn't have good enough grass. We all played on clover.
Yes. Dale gets it.
Dale, so when you were growing up, would you say you were serious about soccer, or were you just really, really good at it naturally?
You know what? It was just something to do, and we didn't have all the opportunities that kids have today. Mm-hmm. So it was CYC in the fall, soccer, and it was basketball in the winter, and it was baseball in the spring. It was completely different,
Yeah.
So yes, we were making clover necklaces.
I mean, it happens. It happens. You know, my he gets it. It's such a real, her name was Jenny.
Jenny.
Such a real picture in my mind.
Jenny had no focus.
But she didn't. But my dad, you know, grew up playing soccer, Dale, in the St. Louis area. And we talk about how tight-knit the soccer community is here in St. Louis and really how how deep the soccer roots run. Everybody knows about the 1950 World Cup team with all of those players from the Hill. And
there's a movie about him.
There is. Yeah, my dad grew up playing for Rosary and then Riverview Gardens and then went to Rockhurst University with Tony Toko back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was a Rosary guy as well.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we may have crossed paths at one point, but I was a Rosary guy, and then I went on down in Miami and played. Well, I went to Lewis and Clark and then ended up in Miami playing at Florida International University down in Florida. So, yeah, yeah. Tony Toko had a lot of guys from Rosary that turned up in Kansas City to play for his team. And, you know, you talk about tight-knit community. It is a tight-knit community, but it was also one that that welcomed people from outside of that community to gain access to the sport. So my dad coached us, but he was a football guy. He was a six-a-side football guy from Valley High School down in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve area. Knew nothing about soccer. But Coach Gelker, who was over at SIU and was at St. Louis U for a while, had some classes and that kind of stuff where people were learning how to coach and learning about the game. So there was a lot of work done by a lot of people to help spread the game and keep it going. You just didn't have to be inside of that community to get people to learn about the sport and enjoy the sport. So, yeah, it's a tight-knit community, but they were welcoming.
When you were in Florida International, y'all won a championship down there, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We won the championship in 82, which is a long time ago. But, we won the championship. And I went down there, actually, to kind of learn about the foreign players and the international and have an international experience. So we only had four Americans on the team, which was completely different than what the experience would have been if I would have stayed up here locally.
Well, I think it's just an interesting life you've led in the soccer world. Just all the stuff that you've done, I think, is super interesting.
Yeah, Dale. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying. Yeah, I can't complain, and it's been awesome to be able to say that I've been able to make a career out of coaching the game. It's rewarding and fortunate.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Major League Soccer officially formed in 1995, the MLS. Yeah. And what's weird is I don't know why I guess I was young enough, 11, 12 years old, but I don't remember it not existing. I just remember it being around. But when they did start to form that league, Dale, was there a lot of doubt? Was there a lot of excitement? Did people think it would work creating the soccer league? Because everybody knows the Bundesliga and the Premier League and all of these major leagues internationally, but not Major League Soccer here in the States.
Well, it came on the heels of the United States hosting the World Cup.
Yeah.
So when we hosted the World Cup, there was some financial gains, for U.S. soccer that helped fund the start of a professional league. There's a new level of excitement. The games were on TV. Players became, I don't say household names, but recognizable. American guys became recognizable because people were watching the games on TV. We were successful. I think we made it to the quarterfinals that year, if I'm not mistaken. So we had a good run and got some recognition and it helped kickstart things. So there was a high level of expectation about the league, but for sure there were doubters because, you know, we had seen professional leagues fall to the wayside before that. So moving it from, you know, the indoor league, which was successful, The MISL back in the Steamer days was highly successful, and being able to have an outdoor league and sustain it, there were certainly people that were questioning whether you're going to make it, but a lot of excitement, and I think the league did a good job of being able to continue pushing it through in the way that they had it set up. Some teams folded, but they were able to find new investors for other teams. And, now it's really strong at whatever, 30 teams in the league. So, going strong now.
So we had a caller who called in, also a texter, goes by the name Carlos, who informed us that the term soccer is actually English in origin, late 1880s. They used it to distinguish between rugby, which they called rugger, and a soccer, which was association football.
Association,
so,
yeah.
So that's where that comes from.
Educated. I can share something with Joey now and be smarter than him for a brief second.
That's right. Well,
I think you're good. I think he's going to be really impressed.
I think he'll be very, very impressed.
And don't even tell him where you heard it.
That's my goal.
That's it.
He tries not to associate with us.
Yeah, don't tell him. Yeah. Speaking of not associating, do you tell people you know us or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell everybody. Oh, you should have heard what we talked about today.
Dale Shilley, you're awesome.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.